I noticed when Brother Philip got up here, he didn't take a drink of his water like he normally does. And when he started saying how he didn't feel very good, I just thought that meant we were going to be short because he wasn't going to be able to take much time. So that might be what it is tonight. And I do ask that you pray for me. You know, we used to go on preaching trips with Laura's dad, and you'd hear him preach something, and then next week you might hear him preach a different version of something, and I used to think, why? But, you know, my mind is still stirred up with what's been on my mind from this weekend, but when I got home from what I preached today, I started to think about something. I missed the easiest way to explain what I was trying to say this morning was who, what, where, and why. And I never put that together really until we got home. And when we're home, we're away from church and we've left. So I was disappointed that I missed that. But, you know, the Lord had blessed me to see it. And Lord willing, I want to look at what it is for what little time I stand before you of the who and the what and the where and the why we do and what we do and why we and who we do it to. We come here on a Sunday night, because not just because we've always done it, not just because, well, the church doors are open. We come here for a particular reason. It's to worship God. It's to worship God and to worship Him in His house. And so to look at the who, I think there's no better place to go than to Luke 10, and we look at the Martha and the Marys. Martha and Mary, they have a lot of things that go on in this world, and one of them chooses the right thing. She chooses to sit at the feet of Jesus Christ. Well, on Sunday night, you know, they used to only have football in the morning on Sundays. And that was one of my biggest things about going to church with Sister Laura when I first started coming into the church was, well, I'm going to miss football. She told me that was going to be fine. I could miss football. And you know what? She was definitely right. There was nothing better I could do than go to church. It was just hard to see it. Well, then they moved in another time of football. When we have these young kids come up and they have friends and they have people say, well, why would you do that? All this is going on around you. We can go do this. We can go out here on Sunday night. You know what? There's not school tomorrow. And so these kids have things going on. Friends of theirs have things going on. They can go spend the nights and then go places. But there's no better place for us to be than that feet of Jesus. That's what we need to be. We need to pray that we're the Marys, that we know that there's a bunch of things in this world going on, but the who we're seeking after is Jesus Christ. That when we have the opportunity to be right there with Him, that we choose to be right there with Him. That we, no matter how it looks to ones around us, because Mary didn't look like she was coming off too well, because Martha's working, and Martha's putting together so much going on, and Mary's sitting there at the feet of Jesus. That doesn't always come off so well when you're not the one putting forth the effort like the other one is. And sometimes we do things because we have to keep up appearances. Mary didn't care about the appearance of what it might look like out there with others, seeing that Martha's doing all this work around the house, setting this up because Jesus is coming to her house. Mary knew that that's where she needed to be. That's the kind of mindset we need to have, that the worldly appearances that go on and what we can try to show off out there doesn't matter. What we need to remember is, where are we going to spend our time? Out there in the world trying to work and trying to get things and have appearances kept up? Or are we going to seek after being with Jesus and seek after being at His feet? That's what happens in Luke 10 when He comes into the house. When He comes in there, Martha actually tells on Mary. She comes to Jesus to tell on him. And that's one of the biggest things that happened today is you don't want people talking about you. You don't want people saying too much about you that it doesn't. And we're always worried about what fits in with how things look today. Now, your pastor is not one of those, I assure you. I mean, the man still doesn't have a cell phone. I mean, he does not. But you know what? He has more free time to be able to be at the feet of Jesus. I have yet to get to that point where I can say, I can do away without this, and I can do away without that. You know what? We need to have those people in our lives that we see that are Marys. And we say, how do they do it? You know what? They do it because they put the Lord first. And I'm standing up here, and I'm not preaching it because I do it that well. I'm preaching it because it's what's right. We need to strive to be Mary. We need to strive to be like her and to say, who are we worried about? You know what? What we're thinking about is the Lord Jesus Christ and not ourselves. That's the who and what we need to wake up and ask ourselves today is, what am I going after today? I'm going after to be at the feet of Jesus. That's where I want to be today. Now, it's in the world, things go, there's so much going on. There's so much around you. But it's not hard to make sure something small as when we sit down into a restaurant or you're out to eat at lunch from work, that you know what? We stop to give thanks to the Lord for the food He's blessed us with. That's not done all the time anymore. That you don't see that happen. Why? Because people are going to look at you. They're going to start thinking things. You know what? We need to have the mindset like Mary. And when he said, that doesn't matter. This is what I'm to do. This is what I'm supposed to do. And tell ourselves, who is it for? It's not for us. It's for the Lord. So when we talk to ourselves and ask ourselves, who's the who is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we need to be going after. We need to be looking at that. And when we need an example, we look to Mary. There's examples all over the place, but I love what happens right here. It's said in verse 42. This is after Martha's told on Mary. It says, go back to verse 41. It says, and Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen it, chosen that good part, which shall never be taken away from her. He said, she has chosen that one thing, but one thing. You know, there's so many things we can stand up here and talk about. You would think with a book that is, I mean, relatively not that long. The Bible is not that long of a book. How many sermons are preached out of the Bible? Just this year, Printer Baptist Truth being preached across the country today. In this year, how many different sermons are preached and they're all the truth? It's amazing. And it's been going back for years. How many times does someone have been in the church their whole life and they're in their 90s and they say, I just have never heard that before. I've never seen that before. I've never heard that been preached on before like that. It was wonderful. That's why we have to be at His feet, because there's something new that we can be blessed with every day. That's the one thing that we need to choose. And you know what? It can never be taken away. It cannot be taken away from us, and it's a wonderful thing. So the who is Jesus Christ. The why, let's get to the why later. But the where is back in Psalm 27, and they all have one thing that is common amongst these verses. And I think it's wonderful that it's one thing is put in the verses. Psalm 27 is talking about, in verse 3 it says, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear, though war should war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. So he's talking that there's going to be a war raised up against him. The host should camp up against me. When you start to hear those type of words and those type of statements, you're probably thinking, I need to run. I need to go somewhere different. Well, what does he say? He says, one thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in his house. But there's one thing that he's desiring of the Lord. There's going to be wars raising up against him. There's the enemy camping up against him. They're coming up against him. But the one thing, not that those things would all be taken away and he'd never have to deal with it again. The thing that he's desiring, the one thing he's desiring of the Lord, that he may dwell in the house of God. That's what it is. That's the one thing he's seeking after. You read that and my mind's thinking, I'm going to seek after safety. I'm going to seek after a way to get away from these things. My mind probably is not going to be thinking, where is the house of the Lord that I can get to, that I can go there and dwell? But that's the one thing. That's the where. When we talk about being with the Lord Jesus Christ, being at his feet, there is no better place to do that than in his house. This is the place that we can find the Lord above measure. This is the place that we can experience him when you can't even explain it. When you go to a meeting and the preaching so wonderful and the singing so wonderful, and you're trying to explain it in words when you come home, and you're coming home that weekend and you're trying to explain it, and you're telling the one, well, how was church service? You're telling them, oh, it was wonderful. Well, what was it? And you try to start explaining the preaching, you say, you're just going to have to listen to it. Then you start talking about the songs, you say, well, you're just going to have to listen to it. So then the CD comes, and you play the CD. And the CD's played, and guess what? They're like, yeah, it was all right. You know why? Because he's right here, and we're getting to experience him. This is why you want to go to the house of the Lord. He says, to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. We want to behold his beauty, and this is what we get to do so often. The Lord blesses us beyond measure. Sunday nights, a man can stand up here when we're all tired and weary and come forth and preach on something and say, well, we're going to go over, we're going to continue in to something we've been looking at. I'll tell you, when we have one of those series around here of sermons, I get excited to see what the next one is going to be. Now, the Lord might lead him somewhere else, but you know, you think, well, it's just going through a Bible. It's just going through a book in the Bible. Yeah, but if the Lord blesses it, you've never heard that way. You've never experienced it that way because you get to behold the beauty of the Lord. It's wonderful. So when we want to be at his feet and we want to be doing the things there, we can experience the Lord all over the place. We can experience him out in our world. We can experience him in our work, in our own homes. We can experience the Lord because the Lord is everywhere. And he blesses us to be able to feel that. But there's no greater place than right here in his house to experience him. There's no better place than right here that we can behold his beauty, that we can experience things that we just can't explain with natural words. We just can't talk about them when we're trying to explain it to others of how great it is. We get to inquire of the Lord. When we bow our heads, we can pray anywhere. We can pray whenever we're in need, wherever we're at. We're in the house of the Lord. We can ask for public prayers. Public prayers can be asked upon and they can be said over and over again. It's not something that's taken lightly. We should remember it. We should pray for one another. Now, does that mean that the Lord needs us to remember what was mentioned? That he can know what's going on? No. But you know what? It's a wonderful feeling to know that you got brothers and sisters that are praying for you as well. That they know and they're there knowing that you're going through something. We've got the greatest one on our side that there is that knows all that we're going through. But when you know that you've got a brother or sister that says, I'm praying for you, it can lift you up. It can make you feel better. Because when we're in the house of the Lord and we ask for public prayers and we ask for those things, we're here together as one. We're a family. We get to do those things. And he says, there's a war coming against me. The enemy's up, is raging up against me. He says, but there's one thing that I would seek after, and that I can dwell in the house of the Lord. This is what I want to be at. I take for granted too many times that not everybody has the right that we have. Not everybody has the blessings that we have to meet out at his house without persecution. There's people that to this day that can't just come out and worship the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth freely. None of us here have ever experienced that, and I pray that we never do. But if there's wars raising up against us, I pray that we still, the one thing that we do is seek after to dwell in his house. No matter what's coming at against us, no matter what persecution's coming upon us for it, that we remember that we want to be at his feet. And there's no better place to be at his feet than in his house. That's what we need to remember. Our Lord is wonderful. The Lord is amazing to help people like me that is not going to remember exactly the Old Testament, all the rules and regulations in that. He just knew that there's going to, like, that's going to be too much. There's, you know, they're not going to get that right. No matter how many times they try. What's he say? He leaves it, he lets it down in the New Testament. He took care of it all. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. There you go. But you know what? There's a lot of other things we're commanded to do. But if we put that thing to be our one thing to do, the others start to fall into place a lot easier. The others, we don't have to fight so much against our natural being, against our natural man, to do the things that he's given us examples to do those things that he's commanded us to do. When he tells us to meet out in his house, forsake not the assembly of ourselves. Well, that's something that we need to do. This is why we do these things. But he gives it real easy and he tells them that to love me with everything you got and love thy neighbor as thyself. When you remember those two things right there, you can remember to follow the Word of God. Following the Word of God becomes a whole lot easier. That's what we have to remember of why we do it. There's a spot over here on why do we seek after these things to do these things like this. 2 Peter 3, verse 8, he says, Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises. They're saying that the resurrection has come and it's past, and that the Lord is not coming again, and all this is going on. It's the same things we hear of today. That the things that the Lord has promised and the things that the Lord has said, those aren't going to take place. Or, no, that's not what he meant. He didn't mean that he saved us without you having to do anything. No, you've got to do something. His word, people try to change his words to make it so it fits better of what's going to be better for them. But you know what the one thing is? That the Lord is not slack with his promises. He's not slack with his promises. that when he's declared it, it is. That when he said, these I have chosen, and they shall never fall away, that's the way it is. That when he has said that, when he said, I chose them before the foundation of the world, I sent my son to pay for them, that's what happened. We can try to rationalize, we can try to think, we can try to make sense and say, make arguments against it. But it's what the Lord declared. And he's not slack about his promises. He's not slack about his words. When you read Genesis 1, and it says, in the beginning was, I can't even quote one now. Now that's going to be, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That's where it starts. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. If you can't say, I believe that, it's going to be hard to go anywhere forth. He's not slack about his words. There was nothing, and God spoke it into existence. That's what there was. That's how powerful of a God our God is, that it, when he says he's coming back, no matter how many people are up against the truth, no matter how many people are saying that this can't be right, this can't be true, there's one thing we need to remember. He's not slack about his promises. He doesn't go back on them. He's not going to forget them. Us as parents, you know we have, and if you haven't done this, then that's wonderful, but most of us have probably made a promise to our children, say, I'm going to go do this. We're going to do that. The day gets done, and we didn't do it. We forgot. We make those mistakes. We forget that. Or the world came up and it got so busy that we couldn't get to it. Not our Lord. Not the one that we're in his house tonight. Not the one that we're seeking to be at his feet. When he promises it, it is. So when we get down and we get discouraged and we start to question, there's one thing we need to remember. He's not slack about his promises. He doesn't forget. He doesn't let things get in the way where he can't get them done. How do we do it? The reason why we do it is because he's promised us. When we get on that path to do it, we need to be making sure we put everything else aside. We need to put everything aside, and we need to say to God, or we need to say to ourselves, this is what my focus is. Philippians 3 says, brethren, I count not myself to have been apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ, in Christ Jesus. We have to forget and put behind us things that are of this world and make sure that we're walking down that path and we're walking to be at his feet and we're walking to be in his house. That we put the things behind us and we go towards him and we focus on him. My mind can get stirred up in many different directions. It can go in a bunch of different areas and I can lose sight of what should be my most important thing that I need to remember that day, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. It can get in the way of me asking myself, did I do a good job of trying to be like Mary? Did I do a good job of trying to be at the feet of Jesus? When I had the opportunity to be at his house, did I do it? Now, us as old Baptists, we can meet out a lot. But we need to strive to be there when we're supposed to be there, especially if our house, if our church is meeting. We need to be there. We need to strive to be where we're a member, we need to strive to be there. You get the opportunity to be somewhere else, that's a wonderful blessing to go be somewhere else. Obviously, Brother Philip had a preaching meeting somewhere this week, and I'm assuming five times preaching. There's some places in the country, there's people that don't get to be out at a service five times in a month. We are blessed. We are blessed because we understand that the Lord is not slack about His promises. We are blessed because we have His houses where we can meet out and be at His feet. We are blessed because we have one another that pray for us, that are there with us. We're blessed because we hear the truth preached over and over and over again. We should never take it for granted. We should remember who we do it for. We do it for the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can glorify Him, that we can be at His feet and not allow the world to get in our way, not allow the things that trouble us and we worry about and wanting to put on appearances, not allow them to get in the way, but that we strive to always be at the foot of Jesus. We strive to make sure that we never take for granted His house, His people, His promises. We need to be thankful, and we need to make sure that we turn the things of this world behind us, and we keep our thoughts in our forefront, and we keep Jesus Christ in the forefronts of our mind. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer.